my soul.
It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well.
It is well. With my soul.
It says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And I believe that. I believe when you come to church and the voices just start to ring out. I believe when you come to church and you have a smile upon your face, when you have joy in your heart, I think it brings glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe you come into God in his house expecting something good from him. Watch out. When you do that, God is just going to, he is going to just answer your prayer. He is going to meet your desire. In a weekend that's very busy, and thanks be to God for that, for the opportunity for the guys to come in on Friday and to spend some time for the concert on Friday night. And although we had a little wet weather, a little rain and all like that, still people were simply blessed by what God had ministered to hearts through the music. Yesterday, through the visits and the folks that I got to go and share with a little bit, and how much I was blessed to have that opportunity. I also continue to go back to the very questions. Come on in, Brother Matt. Come on in. Matt's already on daylight savings time. And he has that, you know, he thought he was about 10 minutes early for the service today. So I still go back to the basic questions that we have in the gospel. I still go back to those stories, the ones I read in the New Testament, about how so many people knew Jesus. So many people knew of Jesus. But the difference of knowing about Jesus and having a relationship with him. I heard there was an actor one time, Tony Randall. I don't know if you know who Tony, I know Matt Dustin. He came in the back, make him sit on the back row back. He doesn't know who Tony Randall is. Way back in the day, there was a wonderful show that I used to love to watch called The Odd Couple. Anybody ever seen that show? Felix. Remember Felix and Oscar over there? Gay, I'm not preaching about you. I'm just sitting here and talking about, you know. Yeah. And he told a story one time on one of the interviews that he said, you know, should have been made in a commercial. The story he told is he went into a jewelry shop up in New York City. He went in this jewelry shop and the owner of the jewelry shop came and recognized him and said, oh my goodness, you are my absolute favorite actor of all time. And he said, you know, if you would just simply do me one favor, he said, I want you, I'm going to call my wife, and if you'll just simply say hi. So called on the phone, his wife got on the phone, and Tony Randall was just so kind. He said they had a short little conversation and all that kind of was done. He hung up and he thanked him so. And he said, Tony Randall says, well, now I'm going to let you know why I came in. Actually, what he'd done is he'd seen a gold bracelet out in the window. And he said, I came in to inquire about purchasing the gold bracelet. He said, I just wanted to know if you would take a personal check. And he said, do you have identification? True story. He said, do you have identification? There are a lot of people. That was a story where, although he knew him, it was obvious he really didn't trust him. Now, there's a lot of people that come to church a lot of people to know and hear about Jesus. But do you really trust him? Do you really trust him in the way that he makes the change in your life that you are desirous to have in your heart of hearts? I'm always amazed about how the very simple things that we talk about, that we share about. So many times we get that little church talk going on time and we're just throwing out words and we're just doing things kind of in motion and all like that. And at certain times you just got to sit in, you got to look inside and you go, where am I at in my relationship with the Lord? Sometimes you just got to give yourself a little personal test. And for me, always in the fall of the year, it seems like things just start for me to slow down a little bit. And I just start to look around a little more. I start to breathe a little deeper because I absolutely love the fall of the year. I have an opportunity to go and spend more time with family. The holidays are not far around the corner. And I also believe it's a wonderful time for you to give yourself that personal test. Where are you at? Where are you at? We have tests in our lives. We have tests in school. I know it's fall of the year. The kids back in school, the different ones that may be taking college courses and all. And I believe that if you are facing a question, you know, a test and all like that, that you need to look within. There was a book written. And this book was all about old superstitions that people had about things they would do before they walked in and took a test. And I think I have six or seven of them written down here. The book was entitled, Cross Your Fingers and Spit Into the Hat. And it says, now, when you have to take a test, these are the steps that possibly you would like to consider. First of all, don't shave. It didn't say men or women, so I'm not going into that. Number two, wear your socks and your underwear inside out and your shirt or blouse backward. There's an old superstition that says, carry with you a lucky rock or a dog tooth or some other charm you depend upon. Number four, step on every crack in the sidewalk on your way to school, or don't step on any of the cracks. Use the same pen or pencil that you used the last time you passed a test, or use a new one that has never made a mistake. Sit at the same desk you sat at last time when you took the test. Cross your legs. And the last one, now Gidi, can you do this for me 1 second? Just put both hands over here, just like that. Yeah, go ahead. Good. She's in a soundproof booth. The last thing the writer, he says, if you still think you'll have trouble, swallow a live goldfish. By swallowing this goldfish shit, it will make you even more intelligent. We think that it's silly. But then at certain times, around churches, we do things. We think things. We take things for granted. We take it for granted that people around us that just have it all together and have far more knowledge about the gospel and what is going on in their lives. And let us never, ever take for granted. Miss Ruby and I have had many conversations. The one that I enjoy the most, she tells me all the time that in her class there are no wrong questions. I should have heard an amen of about 12, 15, 14 ladies out there. There are no wrong questions about the gospel. The writer some years ago said basically that people can be broken down into two groups in churches. There are those who have a relationship with God. And then there are those that just simply have a responsibility to God. They go to church because, well, that's the right thing I ought to do. Give money because, well, that's good. It makes me feel like a better person. They go through certain things, rituals that really they don't fully believe in. They're just simply going through the motions to fit in with others. But then, my friend, when you have that relationship with God, that changes things. Your relationship, Jesus, Jesus. Can you imagine those who are with him? This is what they said. In the book of St. John, the 6th chapter, the 41st verse, the Jews then complained about him because he said, Jesus speaking, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Then the 47th verse reads, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. They heard the truth from Jesus, and what did they do? They started to argue. They started to complain. They started to murmur. When you know Jesus, it changes your idea of God. When you know Jesus, it changes your relationship with God. Friends, that is the simple, most important fact that you will ever address in your life. I'm amazed about all the stuff, the things I hear, the challenges that we face, and my goodness, this is time for the Christians to be in prayer. Every time the radio comes on, the fears that people have within their hearts, and the challenges that we face because our faith is in God. Ebola, ISIS, every time that you hear these things, I cry out to God and I say, God, I am so glad that I am a child of the King. I am so glad that you looked upon me nothing more than a sinner saved by grace, and I have this opportunity of sharing your love with others. Just a moment, we're gonna serve communion, and I just think it's a beautiful time. I think it's a time for you to just clear your mind, to clear your heart. If there's anything in that heart that needs to be just washed, cleansed up, straightened out, go to him. Just simply take the wafer, broken his body. Take that small cup of juice. The blood of Jesus Christ washes away all the sin, washes me white as snow, as the old writer of the song would say. Such a challenge that we face in all the details in our lives and all the things that we go back and forth with, it simply boils down to you thanking him for what he did for you. And to believe that wholeheartedly within your heart. That's what church is all about, folks. That's the reason I'm here today. It's the reason that you're here today. It's the reason that it's so beautiful outside. It's the reason that Matt wanted to catch about one-fifth of this sermon. But it's the one-fifth that old brother Matt needed. Amen? Amen. Because I know with my heart of hearts, here's a young man that has a heart for God. Because I see the favor of God upon him and upon his life. And I am so tickled to be the pastor at Mount Calvary because I see people who the favor of God is upon your life. About how you are growing in his love. Becoming more like him. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. We have challenges, we have problems, we have questions, we make mistakes, we stumble, we fall. And that's even more of a challenge to each one of us to lift up the other in prayer. In prayer. In your comments. In your simple, heartfelt warmth. You know it when somebody cares for you. You just know it. And my goodness, how love will cover just a multitude of sins. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house. We've read your word, God. We've sung praises unto your name. And God, in just a moment, we're going to ask you to bless this wafer representing the body. We're going to ask you to represent this cup of juice that represents the blood. And as you instructed us in your word to do this in remembrance of you, we ask that you will look within our hearts. You will perform a cleansing, a miracle. You will simply start from the inside, washing us white as snow. And God, you will allow us to take the passion that we have about what you have done for us and to share with others. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, Amen.